Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens. They're a-clucking. Other animals. And...
this is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Monday, everybody. I did a thing I said I was never going to do, Steve.
Okay.
I decorated for Christmas
already
before Thanksgiving. I did. Just the inside of the house. We haven't put the lights up yet, but the entire inside of the house.
So externally, you still like you're following the rules.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't want to like publicly, you know, shame myself yet and do the full on Christmas lights. Although Brad is like, well, there's going to be decent weather on Monday today, so we might have to put the lights up today because then it's just rain, and it's very dangerous to put up lights in the rain. You don't want to do that.
Get it out of the way. I still got to take down my Halloween decorations from that are outside. I forgot about them. My wife's like, are you planning on taking those Halloween decorations down before Christmas?
Are these the like inflatable ones?
Yes. But they haven't. I took them off the timer, so they're not going up. So I keep forgetting that they're on the little front porchy thing because they're just there.
Okay, I didn't realize that the inflatables you could set a timer for them. That is game changer material.
Well, can't you set a timer for your Christmas lights?
I don't think I have that ability. How do you do that?
With these things called a timer.
What
that
do
you buy,
mean?
You plug it in, and you program the timer.
I've never heard of this before.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
It's 2025.
Do you go outside every time to plug in your Christmas lights?
Yes.
Every day?
Who are you?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't know, a regular person?
No. You're a regular person from like the 1990s.
Yeah. I literally am today years old when I've learned about this.
Yeah, you plug it in, you set the clock on it, and then you set a timer, and you can have multiple programmed timers. So on the weekends, it could start a little bit earlier and go off a little bit later if you want.
My brain is exploding right now. This is crazy.
Yeah, you can get it at like a Lowe's or a Home Depot.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
All right.
Holy cow, you guys. I have just been enlightened. Oh, my God.
Well, now you can time your enlightenment.
Sure can. Speaking of enlightenment, how about the Daily Mix download?
Well, I don't know if we should go that far.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. I was going to talk about it being D.B. Cooper Day, which was 54 years ago, but I think, you know, that's a story that's 54 years old. We are today years old that Taryn Daly has figured out that you can have a timer for your Christmas lights, or any lights for that matter.
This is so exciting.
Look at this.
It's only $20?
$20 at Walmart.
This is insanity. I can't believe I've been living in the dark ages.
Yeah, you can get them on Amazon, Outdime Timer. You can get one for $10.
That one has a remote control.
And a remote control, you don't even have to step outside your house.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like now they're even up priced. Like off season, you can get them for like $5 at Walgreens.
Yeah, I bet they even have one that you can like set an app on your phone. Turn it on, turn it off.
I am so thrilled. This is just a huge day for me.
Can you please break the news to Brad today? Because I want to know if he's just as... in the dark
No pun intended.
Yeah. Can you see?
And
I would love to see how he reacts.
Oh my God,
this.
I can't wait.
Oh, I'm fired up to hear about this maybe tomorrow. All right, let's talk about your Seattle Seahawks. Man, you know what? Not everyone's going to be perfect. I know some people are upset about the fact that they had a little bit of a struggle to beat a 1-9 team. But, you know, at the end of the day, a win is a win. You're still playing a team in the NFL. And also, I don't even know, like, 70% of the guys that seemed like they were on defense yesterday. Like,
no.
They were like, oh, this guy got injured. I'm like, I don't even know who that guy is. And so they had, like, third-string guys playing. They had guys that were bringing up from the practice squad. I'm not too concerned. And, you know, a win's a win. That's all that matters.
Yeah, it did definitely feel like we were kind of playing down to their level, though.
Yeah, but you know what the weird thing was? At no point did I feel like this team was going to lose.
No.
Like, the whole time, like, this is a boring game. We're just kind of getting through it. But they're going to win until the very end. When the onside kick thing happened, I'm like, I swear to God, if this team hits the onside kick and ends up winning this game, I don't think I want to go to work tomorrow. I think I just want to like log off of everything, like social media. I don't even want to be in this world.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But thankfully, we don't have to worry about that. The Seahawks ended up winning the game. Sam Darnold didn't throw an interception, didn't give up the ball. That was awesome. Threw for 244 yards and a couple of touchdowns. But the big talk, Jackson Smith and Jigba. He had 167 yards, two touchdowns, and he set Seattle's new single-season receiving record. We are only 11 games into the season, so, I mean, he's just going to continue to put numbers on top of that. 1,309 receiving yards, which beats out DK Metcalf from 2020. He has a very good shot at having the NFL record for single-season receiving yards.
How rad is that?
It's pretty awesome. And after the game, Jackson Smith and Jigba did talk with Fox Sports about that.
I want to just give it to my teammates, you know, without them, without the line, you know, protecting, doing their job, and Rashid and Cooper Kupp running their routes, you know, getting me open, and Sam doing his thing, you know, it's a team thing, and I'm just thankful to be a Seahawk, and, you know, hopefully we can keep this thing going.
Yeah, hell yeah, keep this thing going. They're now 8-3 up next for them, taking on the Minnesota Vikings, Sam Darnold's old team. That's going to be happening over at Lumen Field this Sunday.
Leavenworth has just been named the second most popular destination in the United States for Christmas festivities in 2025 by Home to Go.
Obviously, I'm not surprised.
Not at all.
We always make it a point to try and get to Leavenworth during the winter season, even if it's not right around Christmas. Usually, even a little bit after Christmas, those lights are still going.
Like into February, I think they still have it going.
And
so,
do you know that their lights are set to timers?
Oh, Jesus. Of course they are. There's a lot of timers. A lot of timers. Because they have like 500,000 holiday lights.
They don't have one guy getting outside and plugging it in every time.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. The reindeer farm, have you ever been to that? Because it's amazing.
Yes.
You get to feed them. So much fun. The Nutcracker Museum, worth admission. So yeah, maybe hit up Leavenworth if you're looking for a little holiday cheer.
Oh, it's a must go too. If you've never, Danny, have you?
No.
This is
insane to me.
I know. Yeah.
I'm the weirdo that didn't know about, you know, timers for Christmas lights, and you've never been to Leavenworth.
Don't try and lump him in with your weirdness.
I know, here's the thing, is I know about Leavenworth. Yeah. I just haven't gone.
It's not like Dan's like, wait a second, there's a Bavarian village here in Washington? That might be on the same level. Even that, I still feel like wouldn't be on the same level.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man, tough game for the Kraken. Joey DeCourt played a fantastic game, but the Islanders ended up beating the Kraken 1-0 in a shootout. But the Kraken have been on a good run, 4-1-1 over their last six games, and they're in second place to take on the Dallas Stars on Wednesday night. You got Monday Night Football tonight. The San Francisco 49ers are going to be hosting the Carolina Panthers. As far as weather, 46 degrees, going to be a cloudy day today. The DMD is brought to you by Christmas Lights and Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up. The Daily
Mix Show. Last Friday, we got acquainted with a listener named Brittany who was looking to break the news to her sister that about 10 years ago, she hooked up with her sister's then boyfriend during a Friendsgiving. Well, Brittany said that she was going to give us an update this morning. And if it went well, that her sister might actually jump on and join us too. So we're going to chat with Brittany next. But will her sister be part of that? We're going to find out at 6:20.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to take it back to last Friday. And if you missed it, we ended up chatting with a listener named Brittany about how she was going to be breaking some pretty serious news to her sister that about 10 years ago, she hooked up with her sister's then boyfriend at a Friendsgiving. And Brittany said that she would come back on with us this morning and give us an update because her sister was going to be in town for the weekend.
I'm so excited.
Brittany, good morning. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. And I have my younger sister with me.
Let's go! That means things went okay.
Good morning.
You guys are still friends. You're still family.
Yeah, it went way better than I thought it was going to go, to be honest.
Okay, wait. So your sister's name is Nicole?
Nicole, yeah, she's here.
Okay, Nicole, I proposed to Brittany last week when we talked to her that we should break the news to you on the radio. And she said no, which I think was very unreasonable. If we did that, how would you have responded? Would you have been okay with having that information given to you on the radio, or was it better that you waited till the weekend?
I would have been so shocked. I think it was better that I found out this weekend with her instead of on the radio, because I don't think I would have been able to process it the same way, because that was just crazy to hear.
Well, that was the hope, yeah.
Just tell it to a bunch of strangers what happened. Yeah, of course.
And like seven people who listen. It'll be great.
So, okay, Nicole, when Brittany gave you the news, what was your initial thought? Like, you know, walking back 10 years in your brain, was it pretty insane to hear this story?
Not really, because I got with this guy, honestly, after most of our friends already hooked up with him, and it was kind of like the it's my turn type situation. This isn't the type of guy you're dating for a long time. You're just making the rounds, and, you know, our stars aligned for a couple weeks.
Interesting.
All right, so we're...
See, that doesn't... I don't know. Danny, if we were in college together, I wouldn't be like, hey, my time with Sally's over. If you feel free, it's your turn now.
Steve, we went to the wrong college.
We clearly should have went to WSU. Yes. Apparently, it's a whole different vibe over there. Okay, I got to ask then. This weekend, either Brittany or Nicole, whoever wants to tell it, like, how did it even get brought up? Well, like, did you, like, have
so
dinner?
Nervous. I was shaking. Like, I was convinced that they were so serious, and I was the reason their relationship ended. So, I went into it really, really scared, and I don't know. I feel like you thought it was funny, and I was, like, shocked that you thought it was funny.
I did, because that guy was such a dork. Like, he was a fun hookup, but no more than that. I ended the relationship because he was a loser. I mean, I thought you knew that. We went on several dates where he'd pretend he forgot his wallet and stuff. Do you not remember me complaining about this guy and being like, sure, he's okay in bed, but it doesn't make up for the fact that we've gone on four dates and I've had to pay for it three times because forgets his wallet every time? I don't know what's happening.
So he doesn't have a big wallet.
That. I just know the bar is really low.
That's fair. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, Nicole, follow-up question. How do you feel about the fact that your sister was carrying this around with her for 10 years?
I feel so bad because she could have told me, I think, while we were still together, and I wouldn't have probably been mad at her. And if I wasn't, would have been less mad at her than I've been over her eating my food or something. Like, I literally would have just been like, okay, joke's on you, girl. You just took out my trash.
Do you know
he was trash.
Out of curiosity, either of you know what the trash is up to these days? Like, did he find love?
Oh, he's a CEO of a major company, I bet.
Well, not long. I found him on. I found him on Instagram, and we're not missing out.
Damn. And surprise, we have Kyle on with us now.
Yes. Hey, guys.
I can't believe you called me trash.
Wow, ladies, this was, I'm so happy that this ended the way that it ended.
Did you break the news to Nicole in a public setting, or did you do it like at your place?
No, I did it. No, we were just in the car. We were running some errands for my mom, and I just thought it was a good time to do it. Also, I was driving, and so I didn't have time to like get up too upset. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to. I was just trying to focus on the road and get us to places, and I just didn't want to. I don't know. It just seemed like a better idea. It seemed like a more chill environment.
I mean, I guess neither of you can like leave that situation. You know, you're kind of stuck there. You gotta talk it out.
Yeah, if it doesn't go well, slam into the car in front of you and just, you know, huh?
Well, that didn't happen.
No, I know that. Yes.
Yeah, well, ladies, I am just very glad to hear that you're going to have a normal Thanksgiving this week, because things could have gone, you know, the total other direction if this did not land well for Nicole. So I'm glad we're all cool.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you guys have a great Thanksgiving. And oh, real quick, I have to ask you guys, since we have you on, what is each of you, what is your take on candied yams?
Okay.
Oh, they better be at Thanksgiving this year.
No.
Was that Nicole?
I think they're fine.
That was Nicole.
I don't know, like, people have strong opinions, but I like the marshmallow part. Oh,
thank you.
She's wrong with everyone.
Washington State University definitely educated you guys properly.
Oh, wow.
I did not do that for Taryn, because she seems to be the candied yams hater here. Awesome, you guys. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK. We want to know about the time that you finally had to fess up to something and how it turned out for you. Call 206-803-ROCK. When did you finally fess up to something and how did that turn out for you? 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Audio Slave. When did you finally fess up to something and how did it turn out? Call 206-803-ROCK and give us all the details.
Looking at the text messages, I want to see if I'd be okay with some of these.
Whoa.
Okay, how about this one? I admitted 2 months ago, I told my sister I was the one who spilled wine on her couch. She always thought it was her kid. I said, no, it was actually me, and she knew this entire time.
I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I probably would blame it on my kid, too.
Ooh, I don't know if I could do it.
You're just too honest?
I don't know if it... Yeah. I just don't, there have been times where I could tell, like, you know, when I've kind of like taken the hit for something and I could have easily blamed it on Tatum. I could see it in her eyes. It's like, okay, dad's got my back. And I feel like if it was the other way around, then she would be thinking, dad's just going to dime me out for anything. I don't know if I want to have that kind of on my conscience.
That's a solid point.
Yeah.
Solid point.
Have you had anything where you had to kind of fess up to something?
Yes. And it was, the whole situation was really unfair because I never intended to fess up to this. But there was a prank involved. My best friend and I got pranked by our boss when we worked at the Naughty Car Wash back in high school.
Okay, and for those that don't know, it wasn't naughty because you guys were like wearing bikinis.
No, it was naughty because we would figure out ways to steal money and drink beer on the job. It was bad.
You were not. It was your criminal place.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah,
but it was a time that they told us that we were going to be drug tested. And we had just kind of discovered the devil's lettuce.
Okay.
So now we're told that we're going to be drug tested. We're freaking out. We look up all this information. You got to buy Red Mountain Dew and you got to buy these pills from this store. And that's how you get your pee clean before you have
Red
to take.
Red Mountain Dew?
Oh, yeah.
That was
what everybody said. You got to chug the Red Mountain Dew. I would have believed anything at the time, Steve.
I've never heard the Red Mountain Dew one.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, it was just a rumor. I don't think that actually worked. I don't think there was anything we could have done. But it was completely not even true. However, we knew we were going to get in trouble if we had to get drug tested and were found to be, you know, had marijuana in our system. So we told our parents that we were smoking weed.
How did,
That did not go well.
I'm guessing mom took it worse than dad.
Way worse. Way worse.
What did you get punished? Like,
I'm sure there was some, I bet my car was taken away. I bet I had restrictions on, you know, social stuff. But then, of course, they were like, oh, April Fools or whatever. And I'm like, guys, this is way, way more serious than you think it is in my household. Thankfully, luckily, I guess, my best friend's parents were a lot more forgiving than mine.
I love that. I just love that so much that you guys got kind of duped and then you ended up admitting to smoking weed to your parents.
It was awful.
Yeah. Did she yell at you?
Yes.
Did dad yell at you?
No, my dad wasn't much of a yeller. No. But my mom, she could scare you pretty good.
No, I think if anyone on you, if I had a pick between your mom and your dad, it was gonna, like, if I'm going to feel the wrath, I'd rather feel the wrath from your dad.
My dad would always be like, you are in so much trouble. Just wait till your mom gets home.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Miggs this morning? He has 365 wins this year, 126 losses, and 105 ties. You can call 206-803-ROCK if you'd like to play Beat Miggs at 650.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.